You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Carmen Martinez Silva shows off her new haircut to her boyfriend, but Benjamin Garcia threatens to hurt her for ruining her hair. Carmen goes to her brother Luis's home for advice. Soon after, Garcia shows up looking for her. When Luis tells Garcia Carmen's not there, he stabs the brother repeatedly. Carmen tries to stop Garcia, but he starts stabbing her too. By the time police arrive, Carmen Martinez Silva is dead, her brother severely injured.
Nancy, Carmen goes to her brother's house seeking a friend of Garcia's, Hector Burgos. Carmen tells Burgos to relay to Garcia that their relationship is over. Burgos then leaves to find Garcia, but Garcia isn't home or answering his phone because Garcia is attempting to locate Carmen. After the attack on Carmen and Luis, Garcia is found standing outside the home with knife still in hand.
Benjamin Garcia, 43, charged with murder, attempted murder, assault, and endangerment. Texas police try to pull over Tyrone Hadnott, who is behind the wheel of a stolen SUV. Hadnott instead hits the gas, leading a chase at speeds of over 100 mph. When he runs out of gas, he flees the car on foot, heading into a field to escape cops. Hadnott shows off his acrobatic skills when he front flips over a fence and then keeps running. By the time he crosses the field, an officer is already waiting on the other side. Tyrone Hadnott, 29, now charged with evading arrest and unauthorized use of a car. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Seattle, a 37-year-old man accused of stabbing five people in a broad daylight attack and possibly four others the day before has now made his first court appearance. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online with more.
The judge ordered the suspect held on a $2 million bail, citing his criminal record, which includes nine prior felonies and an outstanding warrant. According to police, the suspect allegedly began his attacks in the Chinatown International District, where the stabbings appeared random. Four victims remain hospitalized, with one upgraded to serious condition, while two others are in intensive care. Investigators say the man may have been involved in a string of similar attacks the day before. At the crime scene, police recovered two bloodstained knives and found a third knife lodged in one victim's back. Video evidence and witness accounts describe the suspect as calmly attacking individuals, reportedly walking up behind people and stabbing them without warning. He was arrested at the scene, allegedly wearing a sweatshirt that read, "Fear the God State," and showing visible signs of blood on his hands and shoes. King County Prosecuting Attorney Lisa Mannion expressed her commitment to ensuring public safety for residents and visitors to the Chinatown International District, emphasizing the severity of the charges.
The case remains under investigation, with prosecutors expecting additional details later this week. The Defense Department plans to appeal a recent military judge's decision to uphold plea deals for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks, and two co-defendants. This ruling effectively overturns Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's earlier order to discard the plea agreements. The military judge, Air Force Colonel Matthew McCall, approved the plea agreements, which would allow the three defendants to avoid the death penalty and proceed with guilty pleas in the military court at Guantanamo Bay. If accepted, this would mark a major step forward in the lengthy and complex legal process for the 9/11 prosecutions, which have faced years of setbacks, pretrial hearings, and debates over the admissibility of evidence gathered under torture. The Defense Department has requested a delay for any plea hearings as they work to appeal McCall's ruling. Rear Admiral Aaron Ruff, the lead prosecutor, notified families of 9/11 victims of the judge's decision. Secretary Austin previously argued that final decisions on plea deals in cases involving potential death penalty should rest with the Defense Secretary, not the military court.
Thanks, John. Amanda Martin, 40, shares her Blotcher, Indiana home with a close friend and sends him to the store for supper groceries Friday afternoon. When he comes back an hour later, she's not home. The house is a mess. An AC unit even ripped from a window. The roommate tries to call her, but hears it ringing in her room. Her purse, clothes, all undisturbed. Deputies use dogs, drones, and boats to search nearby. They even drain a pond. No trace of Amanda, a mom of two. Amanda, tall, thin, long brown hair, hazel eyes, lots of beautiful freckles on her face. If you have info on Amanda Martin, now missing 3 months, call Scott County, Indiana Sheriffs, 812-752-5550. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.